Welcome, everyone. I feel like that wasn't as like excited as it usually is. James, can you come in with an excited welcome?
Welcome, everybody. That probably should have been drawn out.
That was bad.
That was very like.
Okay, let me try it. Drawn out. Welcome, everybody. Was that good?
That works. No,
that sounded bad.
All right. It was better than the other two, though.
Do you want to say it all at once?
You want me to, or you're going to?
No, like, we're going to both say it together.
Okay, let's do it.
One, two
three.
Welcome,
everybody.
We're skipping the welcome. This is the Disney College Podcast. My name is Bradley. I am one of the hosts.
And I'm the other host.
That is James. Which James, if you listen to the show weekly, you'll know that he has a channel called Toka Tips. And you said you hit 1,000 subscribers?
That we did.
Oh. It wasn't an impressive clap, but sound guy, can you cue in some claps? We don't have a sound guy. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So how does it feel to be a thousandaire?
Doesn't really feel much different.
What do you get for making it to 1,000?
Well, YouTube sent me a very nice GIF of like a number. It's like a subscriber number. And when it gets up to 1,000, a bunch of bananas show up.
That's what they send you?
Yeah.
They don't send you like a plaque?
No, those are when you hit like, I think it's 100,000 and like a million. I think. Oh, I don't know the numbers per se, but.
Well, what's monetization?
That one, you got to hit 1,000 plus 4,000 hours of watch time in a year, which we're not even close to, so.
Yeah, because most of your videos' play counts, like, they're really good, but then, like, some of them are really, really good. And then some of them are, like, a couple hundred.
Yeah, it's weird. It, like, depends on the audience, I guess. Like, some videos, like, cater to an audience at the time, which is why they do what they do. And then other times, it's just someone sees a video. It's like, oh, I'll just click on it.
Like, the All Platinum Elements one has 30,000 in 1 week. You got 30,000 in 1 week.
Yeah, that one's been pretty crazy. I don't know where all, like, the hype is from, because that was... Basically, there was a Pokemon trailer for a game that came out, like, I think 3.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was a video based on that. So the fact that it came out, like, weeks after that video is very surprising to me.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Can you see if it got, like, shared somewhere? Like,
no.
Are you able to see?
Huh. No, it's literally just the views on it.
I wish we could see the dislikes. There's 44 people who disliked it. We have to go find them all. We have to find each and every one of them and thumbs down in their face.
Just give them a couple of thumbs down.
Yeah. So if you haven't already, this is our Toka Tips plug. Go subscribe. The link is in our bio. It's under Yogurt Tips because I still have not changed it from our April Fool's Day episode. And I probably won't. That's the thing. I probably won't change it. One of your videos has 1 million views.
What?
Yeah.
Is it?
Where is it? It's one of the short ones. Where'd it go? I'll try to find it and then I'll talk about it after. But yeah, it said like 1.1K. Anyways, yeah. So last week we had a fun episode. We had Nick from former guest, former roommate, co-host kind of the show Cinema is Dead. I say kind of because there hasn't been an episode in like 6 months. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun talking to him. The episode name changed. It was released as something about Certified Lover Boy, which we also hinted that we were going to talk about this week. I listened to it. It's not good. It's not even like Kanye levels of bad. It's not even, you know how Kanye was slightly enjoyable at least?
Yeah, or, like, I mean, like the songs flowed.
Yeah, they float in a way it works. Yeah, this thing, one of the first lines on the album is, "You're a lesbian, me too."
Huh. Well, that's certainly a way to kick off an album.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first line, but like, it's one of them, and it's a sad line. If you want to see my thoughts at least on it, I live Instagram storied while I was listening to it. So if those have expired by the time this comes out, you can go into our saved stories and it will be under Drake Thoughts, I believe it says. You can take a look there. It wasn't good. There's maybe three good songs on the album. But speaking of Kanye, rumor is that today, the day this episode comes out, he will be dropping a deluxe edition of Donda. So it's going to be longer.
Longer than the 2.5 hours it already is?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to be talking about it. Not today, obviously. Probably not ever. I don't think I can honestly make James listen to any more Kanye. I think he would like kill me.
I'm just like 27 songs. That's like a deluxe version in itself.
Yes.
Like how many songs is this going to be? Like 50?
Watch, 60? It'll be shorter. That's what'll happen. It'll be like 10 songs shorter or something like that. Huh. So, yeah, this weekend, Labor Day. Do anything fun for Labor Day?
Not really. Just kind of hung out. Did some grilling. Did some swimming, nice. All that fun stuff. What about you?
I went to Sad Summer Fest in Boston.
Ooh, nice. How was that?
It was good. I think we talked about how Story So Far had to back out before. So last minute, they replaced Story So Far with 4 Year Strong, which it was in Worcester, so you know, and 4 Year Strong are from Worcester. It was their first show back, so you know it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
You know who Philly got?
Who did Philly get? I'm going to say the Wonder Years.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
I know. I wish I could have drove to Philly, but obviously can't just drive randomly to Philly. This is the first, I don't know if the audio is actually picking it up, but this is the first time in like 6 months that my cats have been picked up on the audio. They would really want to come into this room.
Maybe one day we'll make them special guests on the show.
Can you imagine? That would be pretty funny.
Would.
So, this week I went and saw Shang-Chi. We're not going to completely talk about it today because James hasn't seen it. But Shang-Chi is the first Disney movie, like not Touchstone, like none of the other brands, but the first Disney movie, I believe, to say a specific word.
Really?
Yes. It was one that kind of shocked me that Disney let them say it. I'm trying to decide if we should reveal it now or wait till the next episode to reveal it and take a guess, like put something on like the Instagram story and have people guess.
I think we could go with that. I think that would be fun to have people guess what it is.
Okay. So we will be posting that check back next week for, it's going to be an odd episode next week. It's not going to be a normal one, which we will talk about in a little bit. And you will hear the word that is said in this Disney movie. But as for Disney news, Planet Cool is reopening. Is that what it's called?
It's Club Cool.
I didn't think it was Planet Cool.
I mean, I'm sure there's a place called Planet Cool somewhere.
That should have been our podcast name. So many missed opportunities.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, Club Cool is reopening on September 15th, along with a brand new store. I forget the name of the store, but...
Store Cool?
No, it's not. Creation Shop.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, but it's a very, I don't know. I wasn't really feeling the name, but then I saw Club Cool in the same announcement. I'm like, yes, this has to come back.
Well, I'm excited because it opens right when I get down there, which we will talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, so you'll you won't have the super sticky floors when you go. I mean, maybe like it's going to be like a few days before you go down. So it's possible like they could just take like a bunch of like Coke and stuff and just dump it all over the floor.
Should I start pouring? Like, should I just somehow break the machine so it just keeps pouring? What's that gross one called?
The one from Italy, Beverly.
Yeah. Should I just start pouring Beverly all over the ground?
I mean, you could, but I feel like everyone just be like, oh, really? Like of all the things you choose Beverly. I mean, I suppose it's probably better there than like people drinking it. Cause for anyone who either has drunk Beverly before, it's not good. And anyone who hasn't drunk it before, it's not good.
It's bad. I don't even know if I've tried it. I smelt it. it was bad. It was not good.
Yeah, it's very bitter. It's like, I don't even, I think they said it was like the description of it. It was like a pre-meal drink kind of thing to like get your like taste buds ready or something. I don't know. It's just bad.
Not good.
Go drink some Bebo or some, there's some like watermelon fizzy drink. Those are good. Not Beverly.
What is Bebo?
It's a South African drink. It's very fruity. I think you would like it. It's like very tropical.
Well, so this other news, like McDonald's is selling toys or not selling, their toys are going to be themed to the 50th anniversary. I think we covered this last week, but you can now get if you live in Florida, you can get a Disney World 50th anniversary license plate.
Ooh.
Yeah. All the money, I believe, gets donated. There's a pre-sale. If I move to Florida, you best believe I'm getting one.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Like, how can you not?
Do you want to hear the big bummer? I know. Okay, we'll say what this episode is about. I am the week that this episode is airing. That Saturday, I will be going to Disney for a week. So let's lay the initial plans down. The plan is that this episode comes out, normal episode. Next, the episode for the first day that I am in Disney, obviously we can't really, you can either get kind of a half-assed like, oh, look, I'm in Disney, but you know, I won't be. But we actually got a recommendation for an album that we should review. So there's going to be a general music talk, like a loose music talk next week And then the episode after that, just to clarify, this could all change. I don't know. The episode after that is going to be late. It's not going to be on time at midnight on a Sunday. It'll probably, honestly, it could end up being Monday that it comes out, but we will keep you all updated. But it's going to be us talking about my trip to Disney because I get home Saturday. So our plan is to record it on the Sunday that I get, that I am back that weekend. So that is all fresh in my mind. If that happens, that would be great. Of course, things probably won't happen the way we want them to, but we'll try.
It's a very chaotic world we live in. Nothing ever goes according to plan.
Yeah, especially tonight, where the one time I ever clogged this toilet.
Oh,
I didn't have a plunger. So that is why I was late today.
Oh gosh, that sounds very very messy.
Yeah, I had to go to the store. It wasn't great. Apparently, the Disney license plates, seems like there's been 30,000 sales. So that's pretty cool.
Dang.
All right. So moving on, we were talking about me essentially getting ready for Disney.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm excited. It might not sound like I'm excited because I'm tired. And the day that we're recording this, I have we're recording on a Tuesday, so this comes out on a Sunday, and it still hasn't hit me that that's where I'm going in a week yet. If we were recording this on the Sunday of the week I was actually going, there would be a lot more excitement in my voice. But I'm kind of bummed. I bought a magic band. And
ooh, what kind of magic band you get?
Well, I had to buy the one that said Goofy, or had Goofy and Donald taking each other's popcorn from each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or maybe it's ice cream. Yeah. It was either that or the Halloween one that they had for Boo Bash. But the Halloween one was kind of, I don't know. It wasn't my favorite. But of course, you know what they put out as soon as I buy it?
Oh, man. Is it something else Goofy related?
Nope.
Then I do not know.
The 50th anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah. And I could have got it discounted.
Oh.
Yeah.
My condolences.
It's all right. I mean, it's very similar to me to the, you know, buying the all the stuff and then realizing, oh, I could have got an annual pass for the same price, but it's whatever.
That's a big old rip right there. Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? It's a special episode, so I get one.
You can say whatever you want. No one's stopping you from saying rip. Except for Nick.
I know we've had, yeah, he's probably listening right now and being like, oh, really, James? Yeah. That'll be the only time that comes up.
No, it won't. And for those who don't know who Nick is, listen to last week's episode. It was a lot of fun.
It was. Go check it out.
Well, after you listen to this one. So,
yeah, because we got a lot of cool stuff coming. So you got the Goofy Magic Band. But yeah, that's really awesome that it's going down in a week or a little more than a week. But
yeah, so we fly in essentially, and we're going to be staying at, I probably shouldn't be revealing all my plans, but we're gonna be staying at Fort Wilderness, and we rented a cabin. So ooh, that'll be nice. We were gonna rent a hotel, but we invited our friend Dan, who has been on the show, and you know, we just figured it'd be a lot more comfy, I think. Wow, we're even at the point that you can't. Oh, I can cancel reservations. I was going to say, we're even at the point that I can't cancel reservations. But we got a lot of fun stuff, like Sunday or Saturday when we come in, we decided, let's go to Epcot. So we're going to Epcot. First day, probably not the whole day, obviously, because apparently on a Saturday, they're only open till 9 p.m. That doesn't seem right. Oh, arrive. They're open till 10. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say because they're doing. I think they're doing the fireworks still.
Yeah,
those usually happen at like 9:15. So
I'll have to watch those. Then we're going to, I don't know how to pronounce this, the Bargarden Diner dinner. It's like an Epcot World Showcase, the German restaurant.
Ooh,
that's where Dan really wanted to go, so we're gonna be going.
Wunderbar.
Sunday, apparently, we're going to Animal Kingdom. Forgot about that, but I guess Sunday we're going to Animal Kingdom.
Neat.
Cool. Yeah.
It sounds like fun. You going to try to ride Flight of Passage?
I think I'm too afraid to. I think I'm too terrified. I want to, but I like the motion simulator stuff kind of gets to me, and I don't know if I can work up the courage to. Because there's full drops in it, aren't there?
I think the worst of it is at the beginning, because so basically what they do, like, when you start the ride, you're on top of a branch, and then you basically, it's not like a full 180 degree like nosedive. It's like, I'm gonna say like 135, maybe like 135 degrees.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the worst of it. Like, they just tilt you up and down when you're like moving around.
I'll consider it. I think I am, to be fair, I think I'm kind of too fat to strap into the ride.
No, so. Oh no, trust me. There's been some. No, you're not.
You were gonna say something bad there. But yeah, no, we're going there. Yeah, so that's day one. It's going to be super hot, probably. Monday, we are going to be going to Hollywood Studios and having our first attempt to get on Rise of Resistance, which, if you listened last week, Nick told us all about how to get on. And also that night, we are going to be, where Dan is, I won't be there. He actually paid to build his own lightsaber.
Ooh.
So he's going to be doing the lightsaber workshop.
So, that's really exciting.
Yeah. And then the next night, or the next day, we are going to be going to Hollywood Studios again, attempting to get onto all the rides that we haven't been on again. Because, you know, I haven't been to Hollywood Studios since they added Toy Story, since they added Star Wars. So it should be fun. But we're not staying the whole day. That's the thing. We are only staying until about 7. When we are going to Boo Bash.
Which, ooh, if you Boo Bash. Listened
to last week, Nick said it was a lot of fun. That should be a lot of fun to get on specific rides that I don't think we will get on. I'm going to attempt Splash Mountain because I've never been on it. But we'll see. But then that would leave the only ride that I haven't been on in Magic Kingdom to be Space Mountain, and I don't like rides that are in the dark. But I feel like I would have to go on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta fill out the list of rides you haven't been on.
At least until Tron comes in, because I am not riding Tron. No thank you. It like launches you outside and you're on like this little motorcycle thing.
And then you go back inside, and then you just goes pretty wild.
Yeah.
At least from what I've heard, because it's still not open yet, so.
Well, it's open in different countries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So we've seen some variations of it.
Yeah. Did you go on Space Mountain?
I have not. I haven't been on. The only one I've been on is the Big Thunder Mountain.
I've been on that one, too. You haven't been on Mine Train?
I'm pretty sure I went on in 2015, but I think that might have been Thunder again. I'm not 100% sure. It's been a while.
The thing I have heard about Disney that Nick reinforced and all these news articles are saying are that there are no crowds at Disney. Here's the thing. Don't take that. Don't listen to them. Don't show up the week that I'm there. Like, there's a reason there's no crowds. It's because they're getting ready for me to go. So don't show up. Watch, I'll get there and there'll be the most crowds there's been in weeks. Wednesday.
In fact, more people showed up because you told them not to.
Yeah, I know. They'll be like, Bradley from the Disney College podcast sent us.
But I am Bradley's like, oh, well, here we are.
Yeah. Wednesday, we are going to be going to Universal, which I have never been to Universal. So that'll be interesting. I'm going to force myself to go on specific rides, like all the Harry Potter ones, even though they'll probably scare the crap out of me. And Jurassic World, the log ride or whatever it is, because everything except for the drop looks fine.
Yeah.
And I'll just deal with it. Have you ever been on any of those?
I have not. I think I'm pretty sure I went to Universal in 2007. So that was when, like, they've done a lot of renovating since then, a lot of new rides. Jaws isn't there anymore, which is kind of sad.
I know. I wish it was. I would have loved to go on it.
But yeah, I'll have to hear from you how your time was.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that. I think I'm even more excited just because it's all movie related. So it's going to be a whole new experience compared to Disney, which will be a really fun experience, but not as new, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
What was I going to say? Fun fact, the Front Bottoms are actually playing the night that I'm in Universal.
Oh.
At Universal, they're playing it on the walk area.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're not going because I'm seeing them. I bought tickets to go to the tour that's coming up, right? Like the September October tour, and then today they announced that their festival Champagne Jam is going to be in Providence, Rhode Island, and they're playing their first album front to back.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and they never play half those songs anymore, so I guess I'm seeing the Front Bottoms twice within the next few months.
Right on.
So,
I think we're on Thursday.
We're on Thursday, yeah. I'm going to Magic Kingdom that day, which I'm so used to going to that, like, the first day, you know, like, set it off. But I figured we were going near the end because Happily Ever After is kind of going away. This will be our last chance to see it. It's a good way to kind of send off the trip, even though, you know, we still have a couple more days left in it. We also are going to be our guest for lunch. Me and Emmy are. Dan is not. He's going to walk around the park, do what he does.
Right on, right on.
And then Friday, we are going back to Epcot. But we're also having breakfast at the Trail's End.
Ooh, you're going to have to tell me how that was, because I think that's probably my favorite restaurant on Disney property.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. We have a reservation at 8:10 or 8:20 a.m. Then we're going to go straight over to Epcot, which I'm very excited now. Nick, if you are listening to this, I am so excited to try the filet mignon you were talking about. So then we're moving on to Saturday. So if you have something to say about Friday that I cut you off on, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, the filet mignon is really good.
It's in Epcot, right?
Yeah, I believe that's at the Canada Pavilion.
Cool. Does it come with anything on it, or is it just steak?
it's the steak with, I think it's like a mushroom, like there's like some sort of like sauce on it.
I mean,
you can have them put it on the side too. Like, it's not like they like they slab it and it's all one thing. But it adds some sweetness to it. So I would get it on the side if like you just want to try a little.
I'm not going to. I probably won't. I don't really like mushrooms. You said it was mushrooms?
Yeah, like there's mushrooms in it. And then it's like, I think it's like a beef, like butter stock, I guess. I'm not really sure how to describe it, but it's all really good.
Well, I'm excited to try all that except for the mushroom part of it, which I will probably just not get. Not because I don't believe you that it's not good, just because I don't really like mushrooms.
Yeah. The other thing I got to suggest is if you go to Ireland, they have a, what is that thing? Hang on. I got to look it up because it's one of my favorite. Oh, the Guinness Bailey's shake. It's like a chocolate shake, but it's very boozy. It's super good.
The Guinness shake?
Yeah.
Is it made out of Guinness?
Yeah, there's Guinness in it. It's like a chocolate milkshake, but with alcohol in it.
Ew, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm not even cutting. Entertain everybody.
But yeah, it's super good. So anyone that is listening and is going to the Food and Wine Festival between now and November, you should definitely go check that out. It's one of my all-time favorite drinks from the festival. And there's a lot of good drinks, but that's one of my all-time favorites.
Okay, I am back. I have brought correspondent Chris. It's his first time on the show. Chris, James was just telling... He also cannot hear James. James Hi, Chris. Was just telling me... He can't hear you, James.
I know, I'm just... I was going to have you relay it to him.
Oh, he says, hey.
Hi.
So this is Chris, everybody. James, you're our Guinness expert, right?
I've had them. Is that all it takes to be an expert on this show?
Yes. James was just telling me, he was telling me about all the food I need to get. And he said, they have a Guinness milkshake. How does that sound?
Well, I mean, it's a stout, so it makes sense. I mean, I'd try it.
All right, you have it there, everybody. Our Guinness expert, Chris, said he would try it.
Is that all you needed me for?
That's all I needed you for.
Thank you, Chris.
James says thank you. Wow. What insight.
But yeah, so I'm gonna put a list together for you guys of like one thing to get at all the booths there, and then you can let me know when we do our episode in 2 weeks, like what you tried and what you thought of it.
Yeah, do it. Send it in our group. I might forget to check things off, and then you'll ask me what I tried, and I'll be like, but I should remember. So Saturday, moving on to Saturday. I am not going to any parks on Saturday. I fly out at 8 o'clock that day. Ooh. But for breakfast, we are going to, and I'm guessing we'll go to Disney Springs, honestly. Like, that sounds like a good thing to do. I mean, we're there for most of the day still. But for breakfast, we are going to Ohana.
Ooh, Ohana.
Yeah. You know what Ohana means, James?
Tell me, Brad. What does it mean?
I was asking you.
I know, and I was insisting that I didn't know what it was, so that's why I referred it back to you.
And I was asking you what it was.
Oh, we're in quite a conundrum here.
Do you actually not know what Ohana means?
Yeah, I know. I was just messing it up for effect.
Oh, God.
It means Ben Diesel.
You know what? I might just end it there, honestly. We're at the 35-minute mark. I don't know if I can continue the show on longer after that comment. I think we're done, James.
We can't be done. You were just saying you were going to Ohana.
Yeah, that's the end of my trip. That's the end of it. That's it. You all know everything, everybody. We have met the memory maker, so we'll be posting some memory stuff for you guys. God. Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
This is a weird way to put it, but your trip is actually going to extend until after we talk about it on the show. So it's like, even though you won't be at Disney, it's going to be like 2 more days of Disney. Because, you know, then we're talking about it, and then we're going to be posting it.
When are we posting it? Is that what you said?
Like the two days. Like, we're going to talk about your trip, and then we're going to post the trip for our next podcast, or 2 podcasts, I guess. So, in some ways, it's like it's extending your vacation. Extending the Disney trip.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're trying to say here. We're not even going to tell them the toga tips this week. Because we already did. If you like this show, come back next week. Hear us talk about, I don't remember what the album is, honestly. It's in my texts, but we won't reveal it yet. But we got a special album review request, and we will be talking about that. Which is funny that we got an album review request, because I think we're terrible at reviewing albums.
I got to disagree. I think we do solid.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, that Kanye one was a little, might have thrown us off a little bit, but.
I honestly think the Kanye one was one of the better ones, but. You know what? We'll be back next week to talk about music. Then we'll be back to talk about Disney or my trip to Disney. And then we will be back to talk more music. You know what album we're talking about, James?
I haven't been keeping up. I don't know who comes out last week of September.
Asking Alexandria.
Oh, yeah. Because it's going to be the third.
It's going to be our first 6-hour episode. I hope you all get so excited. James just heard about it.
That I did. I was. Wow. 6 hours of Asking Alexandria. Are we going to listen to like the whole, like their whole discography, their whole album list is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Neat.
So, if you like our show, go online, find all our social media. It's under D College Pod everywhere. If you listen to us through Apple, leave us a review. I don't know if I want you to leave us a review. I don't want to know what you have to say, honestly. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up. And then we have some cool October themed stuff that I have planned that I don't know. I think I've talked to James about yet. But come back in October. You'll get to hear us talk about some spooky stuff. We're not doing a spooky theme month again. I refuse. But we're doing something similar.
Ooh, spooky. I'm ready. I'm all about the spooks.
James. Leave us with your best Vin Diesel impression.
Family.
That was bad. No. Try harder.
We're family.
What?
I'm not a Vin Diesel guy. I don't know. Vin Diesel, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I guess we can't really not mention or mention Vin Diesel and not mention No Highway Option, so check that show out. But James, I need a good Vin Diesel impersonation.
Hey, okay. Hey, you know, you guys should come out and listen to the Disney College Pod, because Disney College Podcast, excuse me, because when you're listening to the Disney College Podcast, you're family. And nothing is stronger than family.
You're pretending we're Olive Garden. You know, the when you're here, your family thing. That's not, we're not Olive Garden, James. Is all you know about Vin Diesel family?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm just, he's just a family guy.
Oh, that's Peter Griffin. Let me try. The family. The movies. No, that was bad too. I tried to pull the Dan Fallon method where he puts liquid, like Gatorade or whatever. He has like water in his mouth. Tries to talk with the water in his mouth, but I didn't want to spit it all over my laptop.
Oh no.
Anyways, we'll see you next week. I'll be in Disney next week, so technically the episode will come out next week and we won't actually physically be seeing you next week, but we'll be talking music. So we'll see you then.